until 11, Mitchell's Front Page on 94.7 The Pulse.
21 minutes after 10, and we were meant to be down in Queenscliff this morning, but here we are in Geelong and still enjoying the program. Lots of good conversations happening. And doesn't that particular display of works down there in Queenscliff sound absolutely terrific? We will put a link up to that on our website so people can go through and have a bit of a look. Now, a very exciting time in Geelong because the Angels are coming to Geelong for their No Exit 40 Years On anniversary tour. They're performing the complete album No Exit and all the Angels classics that people have come to know and love. They will be doing a very long and extensive tour, and Geelong is just one of the many stops that they'll be making. They'll be down at the Gateway on Friday the 12th of July. And it's a very good morning to John Brewster from the Angels to tell us all about it. John, thanks for being on the program.
My pleasure. Good morning.
So, first of all, how did this whole tour come about, 40 years on, No Exit? How did you decide to go back and revisit some of these great songs?
Well, it's not hard for us to do that because those albums, Face to Face, which was a sort of seminal breakthrough album and a massive album for us, we followed that on with No Exit. Rick and I spent about 3 weeks in the studio and wrote most of the songs in the studio, and we demoed them, and we were using a drum loop that was made by George Young, the famous George Young, who could play every instrument under the sun. And we had this little quarter-inch drum loop, and if we wanted the song to be faster, we'd turn the speed up, and if we wanted it to be slower, we'd turn it down. And then we'd take it to the band and record. So it's great memories for us, and to sort of pay special attention to it and take it out on the road, and it's just more of what we do. But I must say that the Gateway in Geelong is one of our favourite venues. It's wonderful, and this sort of touring takes us right around the country. So looking forward to Geelong.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. What is it like? Because I know you've come out to the Gateway a few times. Yeah. What's it like playing there? How does it feel in front of a Geelong audience? How does it compare to some of the many other venues that you'll be playing on this very extensive tour?
Yeah, it's like some of the satellite cities have amazing audiences. Geelong's one of them. Newcastle's another. It's always been very special for us. And, that venue, some venues just sound better, and that's got really great acoustics. It's sort of hard to say in a way, but we usually stay up in Melbourne. It's not too far away, and as I say, actually that'll be the second week of the tour. We start in Adelaide, which is where the band first started, and we moved to Sydney in 76, and then I was there for 31 years. I'm now back in South Australia and loving it, but as I say, looking forward. We'll have a 20-minute intermission. There's no opening act. We go all the whole show, and we do a 20-minute intermission and then come back on and do other sort of classic Angel songs and a few different things. And
how many songs end up in the set list on these sort of nights?
Well, I don't know. There's 10 in the... There's 10 on the album and probably another 10 for the second set. So I guess we're looking at about 20 songs.
Yeah, I see. And what is the audience like when they come back? Because I presume that the people going out to see your performances have grown up with the Angels. They know your music well. What's it like having that sort of response from the audience all those years on?
Well, one of the things that blow us away is that yes, we have people who've grown up with the Angels, but we have a lot of young people come. And I guess we still get radio airplay around the country, and the songs, I'm sure everyone would say the same thing that I'm saying, but the songs have stood the test of time. They don't sort of sound dated. So I think that's probably one of the magic things about, if you're a good rock band, it always sounds fresh, You can listen to ZZ Top today and it sounds just as good as it did then.
Do you have a sense in your eyes in terms of what are the ingredients for a great rock song that will be timeless, that will last for now 4 decades, but who knows how much longer into the future it'll go on for? What are some of the ingredients? Because it's a changing landscape now musically with technology and even how music is distributed, but obviously there's still some constants there, like you talk about.
Yeah, well, you know, we learned from the masters, Harry Vanda and George Young, and when you signed with them, you know, we were with AC/DC and John Paul Young, etc., and, you know, Harry and George were the linchpins in the whole thing, and we sort of learned a lot about song arrangement from those two guys, and you know, the thing is that back in those days, you're playing every night of the week, so you'd write a song and you put it on stage, and if you didn't get much response, you'd go and write another song. And eventually you end up with a whole lot of good songs. But we didn't really write necessarily from a young person's perspective. There's no lovey-dovey songs in the Angels. It's sort of, you know, there's interesting lyrics. You know, we're proud of those lyrics. You know, I guess growing up with people like Bob Dylan, you know, he was a massive influence on us. And so, you know, we didn't write about an era. We didn't write about the 70s or the 80s or whatever. We just wrote songs. And, you know, as I say, that's, to me, they still sound fresh.
How does it feel?
My opinion. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to ask, how does it feel actually performing these songs? You've been doing them for such a long time. What is it like now performing them compared to back when that sort of music was first released 40 years ago?
I've got to tell you, it's great. We've got a wonderful band, you know, with my son Sam's on the bass.
Yeah, I saw that.
Incredible. Drummer Nick Norton is mid-30s. Dave Gleason's our front man and unbelievable front singer. And, you know, we do all sorts of different things. We've just come off two shows. The last two shows we did actually we sold out the Sydney Opera House with a 32-piece orchestra and choir, 40-piece choir, and did the same at Hamer Hall in Melbourne. So, you know, and the thing is, this band can do that sort of thing and then go back to the pubs like the Gateway and love that just as much. It's happy times. And Rick and I have been the originals, you know. We wrote the songs, we play the guitars, and, you know, we play with the same amount of passion as we ever did, and we just love the band.
How did it come about that your son got into the band? Was it that from a young age he was sort of following in his father's footsteps and learnt the bass? Was it sort of something that, you know, you didn't have to persuade him that much to get on board?
Well, actually, Sam learned the guitar and got a Bachelor of Music degree, specialising in guitar, and he's a brilliant guitarist. But what happened is our bass player, a wonderful bass player, Chris Bailey, got cancer, and Sam came into the band. I said to Sam, Can you play bass? And he said, well, I can learn it. And I said, well, we need somebody to fill in for a while Chris is going through a couple of operations, etc. And so Sam came in, and even right from the start, he was playing well, but still sounded a bit like a guitar player playing bass. And then he got to know Chris pretty well and studied Chris's style and, you know, developed that as his own. But the sad side of that story is that Chris never came back because he died from cancer, and that was a really sad time for us. But, you know, life goes on. Sam's there. Sam became close to Chris. Chris even said, I'm handing the baton to you, Sam. And, you know, it's a very emotional time for him, for us all. But, you know, he's there for good reasons. He's become a brilliant bass player.
No, very interesting. So you're here at the Gateway, and that's coming up in July, and I'm sure it'll be a terrific reception down here, as you've said. What does the future, last of all, hold for the Angels? Where are you going now? Are you writing new material, or are you just continuing to pay homage to some of the stuff that obviously has become classic and ingrained in Australian rock legendary?
It's a really good question, because we believe very strongly, we've done 2 studio albums of new material with Dave since he joined the band, and we're 75% through recording a new one, and we think it's really important for us to do that. It's very unlikely that new songs will get radio airplay or anything, but it's really good for the soul of the band. And the funny thing is these days, we still record an album like we used to in the old days. Where, you know, okay, what's the first song? Where's that going to take you? And what, you know, what sort of journey are we going to take the audience when they listen to our album? And the sad reality is that these days people just stream a song, you know, they download a song, so you can't really take them on that journey. But nevertheless, we still sell CDs at gigs, and you know, so and that's quite healthy, actually. That's mainly CD sales are mainly through gigs these days, but we get a tremendous amount of downloads. So it's, you know, so whilst we love paying homage to our you know, the older music, we love doing new stuff as well.
Now, that sounds absolutely terrific. Well, thank you very much for being on the program. All the very best with it. I'm sure it'll be a great success, and can't wait to hear about it all when you come down to Geelong.
Wonderful. Thanks very much. I'm looking forward to that. Also looking forward to playing Barman Heads soon. It's a great course.
Excellent. No worries. Good on you. Thanks, John.
Great region of the world.
It is. Beautiful. Thank you very much. John Brewster there from the Angels coming down for that 40th anniversary tour. They'll be at the Gateway on the 12th of July. But the Angels recharged No Exit 40 years on, performing the complete album No Exit and all the Angels classics. So as John was saying, you've got 10 songs from the original album and then about another 10 that just make up the classics.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.